and welcome to Kraftwerke. And we are going to be looking at stacking some AmSims. And the reason we want to stack the AmSims in the door is to get the best out of each and every one of them. The modern AmSims are all pretty decent, but sometimes some of the parts of them don't work so nicely. Like, for example, I love Amplitude, but I don't like some of the noisiness, and some of the amp heads aren't so nice. So I want to replace the amp head with maybe something else. But I want to keep the pedal side of things, and I want to keep the cab simulation side of things. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to show you quickly how I've stacked them up. Run Amplitude in one with a full set, and then bypass all the pieces that I want to bypass and run other pieces which I think sound better. So one second, and we'll quickly put the camera in. So what I've done here is quickly set up a Wii track with a drum, and we'll play that. So now you can see what that sounds like, and we have set up Amplitude, Legion, which is a Poland kind of VST, free, some of them are free, I know some of them are cost something, but these are free AmSims, usually just the heads, and then the last one again is Amplitude just for the cab. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play, just going to unbypass these guys so you can hear what just the... So this is now everything running through Amplitude. OCD pedal. This is the Marshall, I think the JCM 800 or 900 kind of simulation from Amplitude, and typical modern cab 4x12. And this is what it sounds like. But what I now want to do is I want to take this cab out. I want to keep the OCD. I want to take the cab out, the amp out, and I want to take and I want to use the cab again. So what I have to do, I'm going to bypass the amp, bypass the cab, keep the OCD running, and now you can hear what this sounds like. Pretty shit, because obviously there's no preamping, there's no nothing going on. I'm going to switch the Legion on. And again, this is going to sound pretty shit, because obviously there's no cab at the back. We can use the Legion, or we can go for something else. Let's go for the... This one is a Lex stack, that's really nice. And we will now also go back to Amplitude. And if you see how this is set up again, you can see that Stomp is bypassed, Amp is bypassed, Cab is running. And suddenly we've got a nice, nice tone. And the reason I did this is purely because the only Amplitude amp I like is maybe two or three of them, and I really like these Poland amps. They are absolutely great sounding. We can actually swap this one with their own kind of British high gain version, and I think this one sounds better. Standard Amplitude one. So now we've got, I can open them all up, I've got the OCD into the Poland British, again probably it's some JCM kind of thing, and into the modern 4x12 stack. Obviously, because the cab's in the end, we can still use some of the rack effects, which is great, so we can put on some delay. I don't know how much delay we should put on. I'm not gonna... And we will also put on, why not, some compression. Just for the hell of it, ratio drive attack. So I think that quite clearly illustrates how easy it is to put a whole bunch of effects on top of one another, especially the amp sims, to get the best out of each and every one of them. So there are quite a few to choose from. I mean, there is, let's just go through them. We've got Amplitube, we've got Poland, we've got some free ones, which some of them are quite shitty. And we also have the PV one, the Revalver, Revalve. And we have Revalve is really good for the 5150 sounds and stuff like that, really good. But it doesn't have a nice cap simulation, so I prefer to use the cap simulation always at the end of the one from Amplitube. I downloaded another one the other day, which is that now, Positive Grid Bias. They've got a really good one going now. And where's the other one I downloaded the other day? Is it the NI one? Yeah, Native Instruments Guitaric 5, which is free, and it actually has some sort of, from what the looks of it, a Marshall kind of head and cab in it. No, it sounds really nice. What they've done there and the free piece that you can download is just brilliant, but you don't have any control over the mic placements and that kind of thing when it comes to, not as much as the one in Amplitube. So it's not a bad idea to bypass everything up to the point of the capsim and then the rack effects of the Amplitube, which I think is a way to get the nicest, most cleanest overdrive sound that you can. And I think it works really well. So that's it from us. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.